Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have found in many cases there are two kind of people, right? Ones that think everybody is attracted to them, and ones that are convinced nobody is attracted to them, even when they're giving you all the signs that they like you. You still refuse to believe it. Mo and I have talked about this.
Yeah, I feel like your tongue literally has to be in my mouth for me to believe that you're attracted to me. Before then, I have no idea.
And even then, I'm like, maybe she's just trying to help me with something in my teeth.
It seems good.
Katie has a string of these right now and is wondering, going into the weekend, is this girl into you or
not?
Because you're way into her, aren't you?
Ew, yeah.
Aww.
Okay.
I got a crush.
So cute.
It is and it isn't, because I hate being all mushy sometimes. I want to be like, no, yeah, of course she likes me. Yeah. But it's hard to tell right now. And I'm really into this. She's not even a girl, y'all. She's a woman.
Okay.
She is a grown woman. I'm talking about her life is together. And at the age of 29, that means something. And so I met her through mutual friends like a while ago. And we had hung out once around just with our mutual friends and exchanged numbers. And she's like, oh my gosh, it was so nice, you know, meeting you and stuff like that. Don't be a stranger. And I'm like, okay, girl, I won't be a stranger, but I'm thinking it on a friendship level at that time. You know how you exchange numbers, like, hey, don't be a stranger. And then you end up being a stranger. And that's kind of what happened. And so I didn't like really talk to her. I was like, okay, cool. You know, out of sight, out of mind. And then one day she hit me up. She's like, hey, just checking in, stranger. And I was like, stranger. Oh, hey, you know, how are you?
Okay, so she hits you up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, how are you? She's like, things are going well. You know, I'm having a game night at my house if, you know, you're interested in coming over. And I was like, okay, sure. Game night. Cool. Go to game night. Had a great time. Met some of her friends and stuff. And everything was great. Then after that, it's led to a whole bunch of texting conversations, like going back and forth, like, hey, what are you doing? Let's meet up here. Let's do this. Let's go out. And it started going from a friendly text conversation to what I believe is flirting, but I really don't know. And so I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, y'all, she's hitting me up in the morning. She said, hey, gorgeous. Does that mean something?
Oh,
like, you know. So
what's the confusion here?
Yeah, okay. I'm keeping track on my hand right now, and we're up to threes. She's definitely into you.
Three? You're already up to three?
The fact that she initiated and reached out to you and invited you to a game night to meet all of her friends, and she says, good morning, gorgeous.
Yeah.
All three of those are signs that she's definitely into you.
First thing in the morning. Now, was that followed up with anything except just trying to connect with you and say hi?
Like after the hey, gorgeous?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, how's your day going? How's work? You know, what's going on? What are you guys talking about today on the show? And I was like, oh, you care about what we're talking about on the show? Like, it's,
I don't know what else she needs.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so for me, it's hard because I'm like, I don't know. And with women, it's hard because some women can just compliment other women. And I just,
yeah,
that's the part that I'm like going back and forth with.
Okay, so just as it pertains to women for just one second. Kristen, when is the last time you hit Cassie up first thing in the morning and said, hey, gorgeous?
Never.
Hmm.
I mean, she is gorgeous.
What?
Yeah, no, you got to be gorgeous to warrant that text. But if you said,
never.
Wait.
Absolutely not.
Let's revisit that question one more time. When was the last time you've hit up any of your girlfriends first thing in the morning and said, hey, gorgeous? Never.
I texted you that the other morning. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good indicator right there.
Yes.
Okay, so this weekend, we're supposed to be hanging out. And she was like, I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Can't wait to see you. And so I'm like, okay.
Dude, she's setting it all up. You don't say that when you're just like friendly.
I need the confirmation, hey, I like you.
Wait, so is it hanging out, Katie, or is it a date?
See, that's what I don't know. How do I determine if it's a date or not?
Is it just the two of you?
Yes.
And what are you doing?
We're going on a restaurant tour.
Okay.
Oh, that's a date.
That's a date.
That's a date.
It's a total date, man.
Okay. Then maybe it's a date.
Did you ask her? But, did she ask you? Was it like mutually decided that
she hit up? She told me these places that she wanted to go.
Okay.
And she was like, let's try to plan something. And then I was like, okay. This is when I'm available. Let's do it this weekend. She's like, all right, cool. I was like, this weekend? She's like, all right, this weekend is the weekend we're doing it. Can't wait to see you.
Now, to be fair, I have done a restaurant crawl with a girlfriend before.
See?
The gorgeous thing, though. Like, yeah. the hello, gorgeous. It's first thing in the morning. To me, that changes the tone of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so this weekend is the first time we're going to be hanging out solo together. And I feel like that's the time for me to actually figure it out and fill out, okay, are you really interested in me or not?
For sure.
I just don't know how to go about having that conversation, or do I just let it flow?
Let it flow, yes, man. Yep.
Yeah.
Do not disrupt it.
Nope.
Just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
You in there.
Yep.
If even the minor details and her asking you, how's your day going? How's work? How you been? Like, that's somebody to me that's interested in you more, like, romantically.
Interested in you romantically, or interested in just getting a new, like, girlfriend platonically?
Because I'd ask those questions to a friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but she's breaking her away from the group now, and now it's a one-on-one thing. I mean, it's not like you guys are going to go meet her friends that she initially introduced you to or whatever. This is one-on-one.
True. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just really nervous, y'all.
I think we're all on the same page that she's interested, right?
Yeah, I think so.
100%. It seems like this girl, at least at the very bare minimum, wants to be around you and thinks you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, gorgeous, actually.
All right.
Good morning, gorgeous. Oh, you're in. All right. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
The Burt Show.